Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now there were some present at the time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks.
Where do we turn? When the burdens of life are so great that we're not sure if we can continue. Isaiah puts it in the language of water. Ministry, I have sat with many people telling me the details of the burdens that they bear. There are times in my own life when I wonder if I can put one foot in front of the other to make it through the day. I suppose that there's some theological formula I might offer to someone in such a moment, or to myself, when that spirit is upon me. But somehow theological formulas fall short, seem to lack satisfaction. What is it that I really want people to know when they've come to that place in their lives when they're not sure if they can put one foot in front of another. Oh, let all who thirst, let them come. And let all who have nothing, let them come to the Lord. Without money, without price, why should you except for the Lord, the Lord. When it's all over, when it's all said and done, do I want my ministry to be described as an effort to be perfect in my theological articulation, to have offered to people a theological construct that is elegant? And brilliant? Or do I want instead to have it said that he brought people into God's presence in the moments when they needed it the most? A simple word. A welcoming word. All that thirst, come to the water. All those in need, come to the water. All who toil and are burned out, come to the water. Today is a day of Holy Communion, one of the two sacraments that we observe in the United Methodist Church. A sacrament is an expression, a thing that we do together that puts us directly in the presence of God, to stand again and receive that amazing grace that the youth sang to us about earlier. When it's all over, when it's all said and done, I do not care how perfect my theological articulation may have been, or flawed it may have been. What I hope people will say is that he provided a way, a means, an opportunity to present ourselves before God and to be filled, to have the thirst removed, to have the burdens lifted. And that in so doing, we went out to spread that news to others. Oh, let all who thirst, let them come to the water. It's Isaiah. It doesn't say, all of you who subscribe to a particular theology, come. It doesn't say, all of you who have perfected your life, come. It doesn't say, all of you who look the way I think you should look, come. It doesn't say, all of you who have a proper sense of fashion. Come. The requirement is that you thirst. The requirement is that you have need. The requirement is that you hunger. Come. And to all who thirst, let them come to the water. That's what I want you to know. But no matter who you are, or what the moment in your life may bring, or what awaits you when you walk from this building out into this day, you are welcome in a moment to stand and receive the body and the blood of Christ in the form of bread and cup, to be in the presence of God once again and to hear that loving, strengthening voice that says, "Give it to me. Let me carry it." If you are empty, I will fill you up. If you are thirsty, there is a water that will satisfy. That's what this day is about. It's good that we may think about it in theologically articulate ways, but when it is all over and all said and done, it is that true experience of knowing that God loves you and accepts you and will carry your burdens and see you through. There is an anthem that has brought this passage to my heart. Yes, Bruce. Listen. sure if you can put one foot in front of the next one. Turn it over to God. And know that whatever emptiness is yours, God will accept it and fill it. Whatever thirst, whatever burden, whatever trial. When you come forward today for Holy Communion, know that you stand in that special place. Thanks be to God.